This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friendship today is all about friendship and love and like. It is the 4th of July.
Hello.
Are you celebrating?
Of course, sure, everybody can celebrate today.
Lots of things to celebrate. Crank it up, Kara. What's it like to be living in America for you? I'm Doug Stafford with Kara Schillen here on the 4th of July. What is it like to be living today in America? Today, Monday, the 4th of July. For me, starting my day as I normally do, getting up and getting on the air. And then after I get off the air, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody said, what are you doing on the 4th? And I said, I'm doing what I have done every year in my memory, not just since I've been doing this radio program, but on the air. I chose, as I got started, for whatever the reason, to be on holidays. The bosses could always count on me. I was one of those guys. I was always willing to work. I always said yes. Need to work? Need somebody on the holiday? Yep, here I am. So I started that way. That was from my work ethic developed on the farm. And then I think about what I do on this day. It hasn't been a different scenario for as far back as I can remember. As a kid, 4th of July, yeah, there was time set aside on the farm for the 4th, maybe a barbecue or a meal or something. But other than that, it's a heyday, literally. I'll be on, as soon as I get off the air, I'll jump on one of my Massey Ferguson tractors. I didn't go look on Facebook. We posted some pictures, or Nicole was going to post some pictures of my grandson, Miles, on the tractor with me for the first time. I don't know if those have been posted yet, or I didn't go over my own Facebook page yet. I posted some things myself, Karen.
Yeah, they're up there, and there's some few pictures of Millie, too, both of them discovering ice water for the first time. They probably saw them yesterday. They're pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that, well, that'll generate some conversation as well. But I get on the tractor, and I'll go out. One of my guys will be here. We'll bale 400-600 bales of hay over the course of the afternoon, and take some time off while the neighbors is having a cookout. So we'll go over there for an hour or so to be neighborly, and then back on the tractor probably till about dark. I was out last night until dark mowing. I tedded a field of hay, raked a field of hay, mowed a field of hay, because that's what I do. This time of year is perfect. The weather here has been magnificent. For those of you who are enjoying the weather this week, looks like at least on the east we'll have at least another 3 days. We need the rain, though. Some of the things that I planted earlier in the spring are not growing so well. That's what 4th of July is for me. How about for you? And a lot of reflection. That's why I'm doing this radio program. There's a certain amount of selfish motivation in this, because I like to be reflective. I am that sort of a person in real life. What you get here, what you hear, is what you get. I'm very reflective, very sentimental. There's a certain amount of the old that doesn't get easily washed away from my system. So when I see the Gallup poll that the news media is touting about today, suggesting that only 52% of Americans are extremely proud to be Americans, I think that that question is confusing and confused. Because, again, I go back to what I was saying earlier, and I've said pretty consistently, we love our country. We don't like the way it's run. We don't like all the rules, the regulations, the nonsense, the government interference. And nowhere is that more obvious than on the American family farm. I can tell you that for sure. And so in my group, I have two social groups, I suppose, maybe the social business groups, because my social groups tend to gravitate to what I do for work. So the radio group is one. Jennifer and Victoria and Richie and Kara and the people that help me put this program on that you never hear. And then the people who I have equal number of people working on the farm who are here. And they they're really pretty focused on what it's like today to be an American. What about celebrating our independence, your independence? There is declining patriotism, however. And, Carol, I think it's in your age group. I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but I think there are fewer people who are your age who don't care about paying attention to what our country is about. A lot of the dissatisfaction, though, the broader dissatisfaction, comes from the way the country is divided, immigration. If I really dig into this poll, the vast majority of those 18-plus who took this poll indicate that they're moderately proud to be Americans, but as they celebrate this year, fewer say they are extremely proud. I guess I would... That's why you take these polls and you sort of split them apart a little bit. I'm extremely proud to be an American, but I'm not proud of some of the things that we're doing. I don't like the altercations that we get into, the wars, if you will. I think we have no business being in Afghanistan. We have no business and never did have any business being in the Middle East. We have no business being in a lot of these places.
Well, that's why I think it's hard to vote that you're extremely proud, because even if the majority of the time you love living here and you like what the country stands for most of the time, extremely proud makes it sound like it doesn't account for any discontent. And I feel like most people are discontent with at least
of course
something
they are. Otherwise,
a few things in the country.
There would be no Donald Trump if there wasn't complete discontent in a large group, 60-some-odd percent, of the country, that no matter how you slice it, says they would consider voting for Donald Trump because they don't like... It isn't that they like Donald Trump. They don't like what Barack Obama has stood for. They don't like what Hillary Clinton stands for. They don't like what other George Bush... Look, let me go back. I was talking about the past presidents that are still alive. People just don't like what has happened. And yet we have it so good that we don't really go out into the streets and demonstrate, although it would be good if we had some more of those, I would think. I've looked at the last 3 years of these polls, and the willingness of Americans to say they're extremely proud is less than what it used to be. And part of it is the mix of people. I think a lot of the people who come to this country who aren't born here, some are extraordinarily proud of being here, and some are not. They don't care. They're just here because they know it's an easy place to sort of touch and go, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, it's a reflective thing. No question about it. Depends on who you ask. I'm asking you. 888-302-3684. Twitter feed continues live at Good Day Show. I want to tell you about something. This is a perfect part of America. I learned about this company, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, last week. And I thought, okay, I'm going to tell this story as often as I can, because the people who have hired me to do that explain the story to me well. And so I'm going to try to explain it to you well. And maybe if I can do it in 60 seconds, the underscore here, the bottom line is, if you have invested in the Treasury, the bond market, and stocks and that kind of stuff, you're either worried about whether the stock market is going to go up and down, or what the yield is going to be on the bonds, or things. If you put your money in a CD, it's safe, but what do you get out of it? Like 1.5% or something? 2%? So there's an alternative that most of you don't know about, commercial real estate income funds. And if you go to the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, you will see how you can earn 8% guaranteed monthly checks. This is a terrific, terrific opportunity, and I think you should just find out more, if nothing else, at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I went there yesterday and went through the website to see, because I thought this would be interesting. I'll maybe do this myself. Call 888-444-2012 and find out more. Go to the website today. Maybe if you have some time, you can study what this is all about. See if you have any money invested in stuff in your wanting security, then this is the place and the number that you ought to go. Visit the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or call 888-444-2012 for a guaranteed 8% return on your money. It's about real estate and fluctuations, different property types, that sort of thing. You're the investor. You get a quarterly profit-sharing distribution once a quarter after you have held the fund for 18 months. Projects get sold, so you participate not only in getting 8%, but you get participation in the actual project when it's sold. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. There's a five-minute video that you can watch that explains it in more detail. So I would suggest that if you want 8% return, that's probably the bottom line, right? Who doesn't want that? 8% return, and it's guaranteed. It is solid as a rock. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call them at 888-444-2012.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, let's do, excuse me, in each hour, this is the holiday, so we'll do things differently. Normally, earlier in the morning, I do what I call a 2020 news quiz question, something that I've done over the years. If you've been listening to me for a long time over the years, you're familiar with the concept. I'm going to ask you a question so that by 20 past the hour, we've gotten the question out, so I better hustle. And then by 20 of the hour, get the answer and give you a swell prize. How's that? And then we'll talk about what you're doing for the 4th of July. 888-302-3684. What former U.S. president had a habitual mail order desire? He was a mail order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. Who was it? This will surprise you, the answer to this. Sherry said, we'll make it easy. Pick one of these three: John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Jimmy Carter. Former U.S. president and habitual mail order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. It will surprise you to know the answer. And any one of these three would surprise you, I suppose, for a different reason. All right, so the caller who answers correctly gets a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, great inspirational book that I've been giving away now for most of this year, I think. Maria Trilogy is the author, very inspirational lady. So the name of the president, please, and habitual mail order buyer, both bought from catalogs here in our country and in Europe. Was it John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, or Jimmy Carter? Got the answer? Want to share it? And then we'll talk a little about your feelings. How patriotic are you really? 888-302-3684 on Good Day at 21 after the hour. Happy 4th of July.
What? What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is one of the great American traditions. There are many of them. George M. Cohan produced Yankee Doodle Dandy, from which much good music came. And who can't remember? Well, maybe a minute. Do you know who starred in this, Kara? I always want to make myself relative to everybody. Do you know who the star of this was?
I'm not sure.
James Cagney. That name ring a bell?
Rings a bell because I was going through the library looking for patriotic songs. And his name shows up. That's it.
Yeah, Jimmy Cagney was the star of this. That puts us in a pretty interesting and fun place. Now, patriotic songs, people on the street have been, for every year that I can think of with this program, asked to sing about, either sing the songs, or they were asked what the lyrics were to some well-known patriotic songs. And most people, as you can imagine, fairly clueless.
Wait. You're a grand old flag. You're a high flag in flag. Something, something.
I'll start a little bit with you. My country, 'tis a sea, sweet land of liberty, of the icing.
Long may my father's pride. Is that how it goes? Long may my... That's something
I think that people know the words, but then they think about it too much. And and some of the lyrics are odd, or because they were written a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not written in the same language that we would use today, so people overthink it.
Yeah. All right. What else have you got there for patriotic songs?
A real classic.
Really? Not my wheelhouse, it is, but I'll leave it to you.
Get to the club in my taxi cab.
Well, that was Miley Cyrus. That was kind of a joke. This is it.
A joke.
This is more of a classic.
It's a modern classic, for sure. Bruce Springsteen. This. has become a serious Vietnam-era song. That's really what this song got its roots when people told a story about what was going on in Vietnam. So you can crack this up, Jared. Yeah. Not much. There's a little bit of directness, some musical tongue-in-cheek in this. The reference to the yellow man was to Vietnam, and us going over there. We had no business being there. That's when, for me anyway, that's when it all cracked. My history has been one of, and I learned this on my own. It wasn't because my father taught me or my mother taught me, because they didn't really have a perspective. Or at least if they did, I don't know that I ever heard it. My father was in the Coast Guard in World War II, signed up the day we went to war, stayed on the cutter, the Coast Guard cutter he was assigned to from the first day of the war to the last day of the war, every day, 7 days a week. That way his work ethic became mine. But he never talked about it. He talked about our Uncle Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the Wahoo, a submarine you've heard me talk about that sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of World War II than any other sub. But isn't that awful that we mark our history by talking about the wars that we've been involved in instead of the things? Look around at the things America has created that have been created in America.
Well, we had wars to create those things, so I feel like we should focus on... Well, but we could focus on the things that those wars created instead of the wars themselves.
And right, exactly. And so that's why I say with Vietnam, nothing came out of it, and that's why things cracked a little bit as a result of that. But and the music, you can hear that. But there are lots of other great patriotic things to think about and sing about. We'll do that during the day. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Check your ego. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. Our egos convince us that we are right about the world. They tell us that our views and beliefs are the better ones to have, and that those who think differently than we do are somehow less than. It's almost as if your ego is constantly saying to you, hey, what you think and believe is right, what other people think and believe is wrong. But for all their arrogance, our egos ultimately stop us from taking in new information by keeping us trapped under a layer of conceit. Look, the world is big, and if any of us has a chance of taking in the vastness that is life, it'll be important to check the old ego every once in a while. The way to do that? Simple. Say, I don't know, or maybe, more frequently, and that can help chip away at the certainty the ego loves so much. I don't know. Maybe it can. Visit DrChristianConti.com to learn more about the almighty ego.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Friendship is what this day is all about. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen live on the 4th of July. 2020 quiz question, some trivia that is all about America. How about this question? I asked this and so far I don't have a right answer. So are you ready? Everybody ready? Pay attention. What former U.S. president was an habitual mail order buyer, bought from catalogs in America and in Europe? John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Jimmy Carter. What do you think? The American History Quiz, appropriate for America's birthday. I also think on a day like today, we ought to be thankful. Think about what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for you. Frankly, I'm thankful that Kara's here. She didn't have to be. I don't know, maybe, did somebody tell you you had to be? I forgot to.
Well, I'm sure I could have taken off if I really wanted to. But yeah. The nice thing about doing the program is it's so early in the morning that no one's doing anything this early in the morning on 4th of July anyway, so
exactly.
You get
a
payday, and you get to go to a barbecue later.
And here you are. Yes, exactly. Celebrating America. 888-302-3684, Carson Twitter feed at Good Day Show. Yes, the things that we have to be thankful for, whether it's Christmas or whether it's New Year, whatever the day, I think if you set aside time to think that it's special, then we ought to think about that which is special to us, what we are thankful for. I was just going through the fruits that I was able to buy, local strawberries and local squash, local things from local farmers here. That, you know, if you listen to me with any regularity, you know that's one of the big, one of my hot button things is being able to buy and be thankful for the fact that even though the government really is screwing up and the big ag businesses are screwing up things for the family farmer, you can check out my approach to this. I have a new, well, not new because I've been doing it a couple of years, The American Family Farmer, one of the radio programs that I do that's on a lot of these same stations, but you can check it out at DougSteffen.com. The cherries and the grapes and the blueberries and the strawberries and the raspberries and the blackberries and all the things that are just
I had locally
yummy.
Bought sweet corn last night for the first time.
Probably
the,
first you could get it. You're
just
barely there now.
They've had it in the grocery store for the last few weeks, but I never really trust it because you don't really know where it's
that
coming
would be from. That would have been Carolina corn.
Yeah, but
local.
My mom picked some up yesterday, and it was really good. I know it's early in the season, but it was perfect and sweet. Oh, it was so good.
If you're in your area, which is Washington and south and a little north of there, they can truck in a day the corn, and it doesn't lose its value. Much more than that on the truck, and it loses its nutritional value and its taste. So the corn, if you're in New England and you're eating corn, New York State, not ready yet, but pretty quickly. It'll be another week, 10 days, because it's been so dry. Normally by now we might have a little of the short corn, 68-day corn that would be planted in April when farmers wanted to take the chance. But no, it's not quite there yet. But the squashes are there, summer squash, really good. So just enjoy it. Part of today ought to be that you're celebrating and using locally grown food for your barbecue and your celebration. 888-302-3684, Louisa in Pennsylvania. Where in Pennsylvania are you, Louisa?
Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, just about 20 minutes from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. All right, so that's a great area of farming. What do you have? Are you a farm person? You live on a farm? You near a farm?
I don't farm myself, but my neighbor farms my fields. He makes hay.
Oh, he does. Okay,
yeah.
So he will be like I will be today on the tractor baling hay. That's
well, not
do.
Me, but my farmer neighbor will. He does my fields because I don't know how to drive a tractor or anything.
You don't?
No.
What kind of tractors does he have?
He has big John Deeres and all kind of fancy ones with air conditioning and everything else.
I like the open cabs, and I like red tractors, not green tractors.
Yeah, my husband, he's no longer with us. I have a big Massey Ferguson sitting up my garage, but I don't know how to drive it.
Oh, you want to sell it? What model is it? Find out what model it is. I'll buy it.
I don't know. It just says MS something.
All right, well, find out. Call me back, all right? In the meantime, you call to tell us which of these presidents that I enumerated. I said John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Jimmy Carter. Which former president was a mail order buyer, both here in America and overseas? Which one do you think it is?
I guess Jimmy Carter. Just purely a guess.
That is a guess. It's not a bad guess, but it's not the right guess, not the right answer. Happy 4th of July, Louisa. John is in Owensboro, Kentucky. Happy 4th of July to you, John. Hi.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So of the two answers that are left, which is the correct one?
Thomas Jefferson.
How is it that you came to that? What do you, it is, that's correct. And most people, when I say that, what? Huh? Thomas Jefferson. There were catalogs then? Most people bought everything by catalog then.
I remember hearing he was bankrupt when he died, and I just figured that. It might be a bad financial habit to do a lot of mail order buying.
Isn't it interesting how what goes around comes around, though, because that's the way a lot of us buy things now. We buy online, sort of the old mail order business. Did you ever buy the catalogs earlier? I remember as a kid buying things from the Sears catalog. There were a lot of catalogs around. There always have been. Do you ever buy anything through catalogs?
Yeah, I remember getting those every year when I was a kid or a family getting them.
Yeah, but you didn't buy much through them?
Sears Blue Book. I used to look at them to get ideas mostly.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what brings you to us today? What are you doing for the 4th of July?
Not a whole lot, actually.
You haven't been, you have family and friends around?
I do, but we're not a lot on doing a lot of things.
Yeah, whooping it up. You're a quiet lot then, as it is.
That's right.
All right, so I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Good. When you do the work, hold on. I think you will find it very inspiring if you're that sort of a fellow. And I hope that you and your family have a great 4th of July. There are, as I look around here, I was going to ask actually John what his local fireworks situation was over the parades. Are you having a parade in your town for Independence Day? What is it? So I'm looking at the ones that are starting around here. Most of them start in school parking lots. I have three or four pages open here just looking around at how one of them starts in a mall. Then I'm looking at fireworks, where there are fireworks around. There are three or four places that have fireworks. And then there's the big fireworks display in Boston that becomes a national spectacle with the Boston Pops Orchestra and some national singers. They do that. I don't know. What is it about fireworks that people are so... What is there about that that gets connected to this? And Memorial Day, fireworks as well. I don't know why. Yeah, John.
It exemplifies the battle, I guess.
Yeah, you think? Yeah.
Battle of Independence.
Maybe, yeah, that makes good sense. Yes, thank you. Hold on just a second. And Carrie's going to take care of you. All right, so here we are. And the question may be whether or not your state, does it allow the sale of fireworks? I have a post on this that I'll follow. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram, or email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Should your state allow the sale of fireworks? It's 43 past the hour on the 4th of July.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tank full.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
Napa Know How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer 44-116.
Ho! 44 of the hour. Doug and Kara. The story that makes for good listening, good thinking, because it's about your thinking and how you think better. If you're new to the program or you haven't paid attention to me telling you the story of Superbeats, here's what you need to know, and here's why I think you should sign up for Superbeats right now while you're thinking about it at 800-655-4183. I give you the number because I know you're not going to sign up for something until I tell you why. Unless you've been listening to me for the past couple of years, tell the story about my lifestyle, lifestyle of hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this program. Literally, tens of thousands of people have called that number, 800-655-4183, and ordered Superbeats. If you don't know about Superbeats, the Superbeats are loaded with nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. And then nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure, opening up your veins and arteries. The arteries deliver the blood to every part of your body. And the Superbeats way opens these, the nitrates open up everything so the blood flows better. If you have high blood pressure, regular use of Superbeats brings the blood pressure right down. And then if you have high blood pressure, this addresses it. If you don't, this keeps your blood pressure where it needs to be. Superbeats is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, specifically helping with the blood flow to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs, to every place that needs circulation, and that's every single particle of your body. Superbeats works three times faster to give you the results you can feel, tastes great. So do what I do, and Kara does, and everybody on this program does. We take Superbeats every day so we can feel the energy and get the stamina that we need. Here's the number again, 800-655-4183, to order your first supply of Superbeats. And the special Doug Steffen deal is when you order now at 800-655-4183, you get a 30-day supply on top of the 3 months that you're ordering. And a book called Beat the Odds. You will like this product. Guaranteed, or you get your money back. Yes, that's why I like it too, because if it doesn't work, I don't want you to feel that I sold you a bill of goods. I want you to know that it works. 800-655-4183. Take some action now. You can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order it there as well. So the question comes up about Lady Liberty. This is something that over the years has been a subject of controversy. You got to figure this is going to happen at one point in time or another. Lady Liberty is not really a lady. It's a man. The statue's face was modeled on a sculpture of the artist's mentally ill brother. A lot of people across the globe may think they know everything about the Statue of Liberty, but apparently this is 130 years old. Elizabeth Mitchell was on a Discovery Channel show, The Secrets of America's Favorite Places, and said the following.
When I look at the photograph of his brother, the facial structure is basically the same. It's the straighter brow, it's the fuller lip, you know, a different nose, and the kind of, you know, troubled expression. He was brilliant, but he went mad. And so I believe that it was a way of making his brother still live in the world.
Frederic Bartholdi was the Frenchman who designed the Statue of Liberty, created it. Some believe the statue's features were inspired by Bartholdi's mother, whose name was Augusta. But then other people say it was his brother. I'm guessing most of you know it came from France. That I hope most of you knew. But you didn't know who was responsible. I'd forgotten the guy's name myself. Anyway, who cares? It's the Statue of Liberty, for God's sakes. Thank you, and goodbye. 10 minutes before the hour, and good day.
Now for 10 years, we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Past the hour. Tech Talk time here on Good Day. A reminder that we're taking some input from you about whether you think it's a good idea for the availability of this is a sort of Facebook question, an email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day Show. Good idea to be able to buy fireworks, whether your town ought to allow fireworks to be sold or seen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We put some of your folks, people that you know, maybe people you don't know, with their opinions on, but it's a good way to use some of our social media. And speaking of social media, Facebook has taken a page from GoFundMe. I'll explain how that's going to work in a moment here.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Technology in the focus. Facebook has made it easier for you to do things in the world that are considered good, like GoFundMe does. Facebook not wanting to lose out on some of the action, and because they are losing out. Do you spend as much time, Kara, on Facebook, or what is? I don't think I've ever asked you this. What social media do you prefer?
Well, I use Facebook if I want to see pictures of family or friends, or I use Facebook Messenger most to talk to people. But, yeah, besides that, I use Twitter, or even I go to BuzzFeed a lot to see, like, what's trending in the world. But, yeah, Facebook, I don't use it very much anymore.
No. All right. So maybe this will get you, or people will go there. They launched a new feature over the weekend that lets you start your own fundraising page at Facebook. People will be able to create personalized pages, allowing them to collect donations from their friends for some nonprofit. Now, this is basically, they're taking a page from GoFundMe. What they're doing is seeing how GoFundMe is supported. They see how many people pay attention to GoFundMe, how people are there, and they want to grab some of that action. That's really what this is about.
Yeah, what I'll be interested to see if this becomes people raising money for charities or if this becomes people raising money for themselves.
Yeah.
Because I can't really tell yet if a ton of people will make pages to try and get their friends to donate money to them.
Well, I did the last GoFundMe I did was to help somebody pay a funeral expense.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a bad thing because there are tons of people who have, you know, bad situations going on and they could just use a little help, and you're more likely to get that money from friends if they know what's going on than, say, strangers on the internet.
This is how clueless they are at Facebook, and this is maybe why they're losing some starch. As part of the promotion for this, the vice president at Facebook, Naomi Gleit, said she made reference to doing good, and then the Red Cross was in the same sentence. Well, the Red Cross, first of all, doesn't need a page from GoFundMe or Facebook. They abuse, in my opinion, I notice I underscore that because every time I say this, somebody excoriates me, but that's okay. My experience and my opinion is the Red Cross is not a good place to give you money, to put your money. If you're wanting to give, you look around for things that are a little more specific and that do something that's geared at helping a specific charge rather than something in general. The Red Cross has so much money, they abuse it, frankly. So that would be my advice. Anyway, Facebook, you can look there for things to give to or GoFundMe, either or. That is the word for
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.